What's up, everybody? I go by the name of Doggy Diamonds. You are now listening to No Filter Podcast. No filter means honesty. If you're afraid of honesty, then this ain't the podcast for you. We gonna be honest today.
Yo, yo, what it is, people? It's your boy, Doggy Diamonds. Another episode of Doggy Diamonds, No Filter. I am your host, Doggy Diamonds. And to my right, I got...
Eternal underscore Mojo.
The real King Ether.
The real. He said that loud as hell. So, we all back. Us three is together again. Last week, we had Koku here. Shout out to Koku. They was trying to gig on her wig and stuff in the comments and stuff like that. But whatever. So, what I want to talk about is a lot going on. I don't know if we a week late on this topic, but I still want to talk about the Alpo thing. Did y'all see the clip that came out?
Yeah, I saw it.
What you thought about it?
Okay. To be honest with you, I don't have an issue with it.
Okay.
The reason why I don't have an issue with it is because the mob, like, they live their life after they snitch. After they, you know, put a couple people in the grave they go to Vegas, which is, you know, what they've created, and they have tours where they show where they beaten and, you know, where they done put in all their pain at. So I don't really have an issue with Alpo speaking his side of what he did. Mm-hmm. Now, do I agree with what he did? That's a different conversation.
Got you.
But as far as him putting it in a documentary, nah, I ain't got no problem with that.
What you thought?
I agree with Mojo for the most part. I feel like that shit's just weird to watch. You know what I'm saying? To see someone kind of like profess certain things that are deemed as quote unquote illegal or going against the quote unquote street code, that shit was just a little weird to me. You know what I'm saying? I think Mojo made a valid point in regards to how the mob chooses to make their past profitable. You know, predicated upon the organized crime that they committed. But I don't know, just to see my people do it, it's a little weird, I'm not gonna lie.
I mean, for me, I was like, first of all, it's an old clip. It happened a year ago. And, you know, we just love viral moments as a people. Like anything, you know, I see sometimes they be showing, sharing stuff on Facebook of steal from Juice getting locked up for all that weed. And I look at it, and when you click the link, it'll say 2011 and something. It's like, yo, this is old. So many people don't do research, nothing. You know, a lot of people don't research. They take everything on face value or somebody popular say it, so it's law. With the Alpo thing, you know, what he did was foul because he did it to his man, his homeboy. As far as him telling his story, I think he has to tell his story because if not, somebody else is going to tell your story. Who's better to tell your story than you? And the story's already been told 1,000 times. We got Paid in Full. We got Game Over DVDs, but we never heard from him. We heard the story from the eyes of different people and the depiction of how they wanted to put him out there. Now, because he revealed something about the Rich Porter thing that I didn't know. I thought his man... you know, killed Rich Porter, and that was it. But he said his man shot him, but then he heard him make a sound, so he shot him again. So I'm like, dad, that threw a whole different spin on it. It's very spooky and eerie, though, for him to go, you know, just drive down this block right here and, you know, make this turn, and this is where I had his body. It was right about here. It was just very graphic. And I think a lot of people were mad at Troy Reed, the person who gave him the platform to do that. But Troy Reed started this lane. You know, if I can take credit for certain things of starting, Troy Reed definitely could take credit for that whole gangster narratives or what dudes did in the streets. That's Troy Reed. That's the first time I've ever saw a DVD with these gangsters and these street dudes telling their street tales or the stories being told was Troy Reed. So it just made sense for Alpo to go back to Troy Reed. Now, in 2019, we have a lot of these old guys getting on platforms now, talking about what they did and, you know, I cut this dude in jail and I had booked him for 2 bricks and all of that. Everybody is telling their story. That became the new wave of telling your story. Me, personally, they keep my people keep saying to me, yo, do a documentary. But I'd be like, yo, nah, certain stuff I don't want people to know about me besides this entertainment thing. I don't really want to talk about nothing from the streets. It's just not my thing. You know what I'm saying? That's not my thing. A lot of people get clout. A lot of people get recognition and attention or a certain view of them. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody want to have a tough, yo, I ain't no joke. Yo, in 1997... I stabbed 64 dudes playing after I played GoldenEye. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's so many reasons for why people want to have this image. I don't want that for myself.
It's just ego.
It is ego. But it's viral. It's ego. And it gets the most views.
Yeah.
People, we just love those old war stories. We love it. We gravitate towards it. So when Alpo did it, I looked at it like this. See, I think, always think from a business standpoint. I said, yo, what if they was trying to shop the Alpo movie to somebody, and they and the, you know, maybe the studios was like, well, we already did Paid in Full, you know, it did moderate success, it's a cult classic, but it probably wasn't no box office smash. The Game Over DVD that Troy Reed did with AZ, that's, you know, a cult classic, but DVDs is obsolete. What if they was like, no, we don't want to do it, it's not going to garner any attention? So they put the trailer out and it went viral. If that, he got his deal now, though.
Yeah,
definitely. They definitely cut him a check and said, look, your story is worth something. You know, so as far as him, what he did, how he handled Rich, I couldn't do that to none of my people. Hopefully, none of my people would do that to me. But I get it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, yo, we in a time, man, when you foul. Because if I watch somebody do something foul to somebody else, it's only a matter of time before they be foul of me. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So if I know you a scumbag, I can't be like, yeah, he a scumbag, but he ain't gonna never be a scumbag to me. No, I don't think I'm that exempt. So a lot of times, even in these streets right now, dudes watch dudes snitch and be like, yo, but he ain't snitching on me, though. And they still rock with them.
Right.
But then it's only a matter of time before he snitches on you. Because you know that's what they do. So if somebody is a cold-blooded killer, callous killer, go in the house and tie up the kids and everybody and kill the kids, and you know that about them and you rock with them and you love them for that, yo, when they come at you, you can't be surprised because it's just in them to not care. You know, and I think with this street thing, we got like some unwritten rules that everybody breaks. It just depends on who is convenient for. It depends on who broke it. And for some people break it, they get justification.
Yep.
Some people break it, it's like, nah, but you can't do that though. That's foul. It's like, yo, it's all foul. Everything that we do pertaining to this underworld of these streets has been foul. Selling crack to your man's moms is foul. Getting domed from your man moms for crack is foul. And dudes do that. Or his baby mother. Or chicks selling their kids to dudes for income tax money. Like, we done seen the most foulest things take place. And then we just trying to have like a moral compass on what's foul. It's already foul. So once we go certain limits, we can't put a barometer on. What's nah, but that's fouler. Yeah. You know, now that's the foulest though. You know, because once you foul, that's why I try to live my life a certain way where I'm not foul. You know what I'm saying? I'm not doing nothing foul, because when I see people living foul, I just, like I said, I don't like my chances of, I know it's coming towards me one day. You know what I'm saying? So what Alpo did for that immediate click crew, I can see they hurt. You know, for those that knew Rich, Alpo, AZ, Rich's sister, Pat, his mother, that crew, I can see why they would be hurt, because they was cruel. But for me, on the outside looking in, I'm like, yo, if dude was a greaseball, he just doing what he do. You know what I'm saying? So he look at it like, yo, he sitting in the crib like, yo, people really eating off of telling these old, I got the craziest stories ever.
All right.
Let's do it. So, you know, you look at it, it was lined up nice. You know, he got picked up and he just, yo, it's just, he told a messed up story in a beautiful way, though. Mm-hmm. Like, because it was dry, he was dipped. He came out like a condo, had a car service and everything. You know what I'm saying?
Like that. Was definitely
the presentation was everything, but it was foul though. You know what I'm saying?
But you know what's interesting to me, and I still relate back to this whole mob thing because that's where everybody's getting their, I guess, codes or just the way how they move. The mob, like, it didn't matter if it was father and son. Like, you could have got killed as well. You understand? So that lifestyle in general, you see how we're saying, like, oh, man, that was his homeboy? Nah, the mob was, it could have been family. Because remember, a lot of that stuff is through the bloodlines. And it could have been your father was playing the game, or you could have had to take him out.
But look,
you see what I'm saying?
But so, yeah, not to cut you, though, right? Alpo allegedly killed Rich Porter. It was business. It was business, right?
Yeah.
The mob is all business. It's never personal.
That's yeah. fact.
So they go sit down, they have a meeting and say, yo,
somebody gotta
he
go.
Messed up $6 million. Right. You know, I can't move on him. He's a made man. He's a boss.
Yeah.
Could I move on him? Nah, go ahead. And then they sanction it.
Yeah, right.
And then it's
no matter
just like,
who it is.
Look, because when we think about it, John Gotti got into power how? He killed Paul Castellano.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Paul Castellano was the boss of all bosses. He killed him. And so it's like, yo, John Gotti, he didn't rat. He stood tall. But, yo, he killed his boss, though. You know what I'm saying? So it's like we sit down and we take these guys and we put them on pedestals and we make them the catalyst for what we should be and no snitching and omerta and all this other stuff. But they break all those codes. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And dudes take on the names. You know, every mob name.
I've seen it on Facebook.
It's a rapper with that name.
That's
yeah.
a fact.
You know what I'm saying? It's always been sensationalized. So it's like, you know, is Alpo foul? Yeah. But
he's foul.
When wasn't he though?
Yeah.
You know what I'm
there's
saying?
There's no morals. Yeah.
I mean, can we necessarily deem it as foul? Because that shit is a part of the, that shit comes with the streets. It comes with it. You feel me? So to say that, whether it is or is not foul, that means he would be operating out of the confines of what the streets entail. No, yeah, that's what the streets is. Yeah, it ain't foul.
It's like the all lion.
All is love and war, like they say, right?
The lion ate the gazelle and his kids. That's foul. Well, that's what lions do.
Yeah, so, eat. I mean, obviously, I'm not a street person, so me looking at it is like, all right, that's foul to me.
Yeah.
But to other dudes or to people who live that way, it's just like, nigga, that shit is a part of the game.
Yo, but you know what's crazy, too? I think what I hate about viral moments on the internet is that you have a people who never been in the street, who's not street, who's internet street, because you know they got a term called YouTube streets now, you know what I'm saying, which bothers me because YouTube is not the streets. But anyway, people have comments on stuff based off of how they personally feel, but not knowing how the game go. You know, yeah. So it's like they talk about who's a snitch and all that, and it's like, yo, man, if you're a civilian, why you care about stuff like this? Like, me, when it don't pertain to me and my lifestyle, I don't got nothing to say about it.
What if you bear witness to street stuff?
You still not a part of it, though. What you bear witness to and what you're a part of is two different things. Man, I done seen... I done watched movies where Arnold Schwarzenegger killed 20,000 people. You know what I'm saying? Because that's, we all, listen, in the hood, we all bear witness to street stuff.
It's yeah, but I think there's levels to it, though. I think, like, there's bear witness, like, you know, in passing, I seen the nigga get rubbed, you know what I'm saying? I seen somebody get pat down, I seen somebody get snuffed.
You kept it moving, right?
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, me and my brother, we was raised around those type of people. Like, it could go down any and every day that we with those people.
Where you
people.
From, though?
I'm from Flatbush.
All right. That is the culture of your neighborhood.
Yes, but I'm saying like...
Well, we got people in rural Nebraska now talking
different.
About... That's... Oh, Alpo, and you know they not. Come on, man.
The only reason why I'm saying that, bro, is because somebody's watching this is going to comment somewhere down here and say, yo, those two guys, they speak like that. Or that makes it not street, but it's just like if you only knew the people that I've been raised by or the people that, you know, I've been around, like that was all day, every day.
But you know what, though? I never glorify anything that I've done in the streets. Mm-hmm. And I've been out there active doing, you know, I did what I did, whatever. I think a lot of time is documented off a dude's jail.
Right.
They want to be like, yeah, I got, but I just didn't get caught. You know what I'm saying? I got caught for some, you know, but I didn't get caught.
Right, right.
You know, so that doesn't, but there is no, listen, that's the problem too. There is no degree of who's more street. Yeah. That's not nothing to brag about. I think we brag about, well, yo, I used to get busy. You know, I shot up the block before. Yo, but why do we keep taking these narratives and making them, you at the cool table now because you kill your own people or you sold crack to your own people or, yo, you used to rob chicks or, yo, I ran off on a plug. Like, we keep taking these stories and glorifying it like it's cool, man. Anybody, yo, you know, sometimes, keep it real with y'all, sometimes in retrospect, when I was going through, like, some of my changes and you know, with depression and all that, yeah, I was thinking about some of the stuff I used to do. And that bothered me to where I'm like, yo, man, I remember one time I took this chick earrings, man. You know what I'm saying? But at the time of being out there, that's just the thing to do. I remember I patted this dude's pockets. I remember, yeah, I was in Midtown. But the remorse and the man, when you grow and develop into manhood, you start saying, man, that was foul, man. So that's why I don't be sitting here like, yeah, I ain't gonna front, man. Yo, we used to, I just don't like that because, yo, it's not cool, man. It's nothing cool about it. The only thing with Alpo is they made it cool to talk about it. So the cream of the crop, yo, he's the founder of all the foulness. I mean, they got the preacher story. They got the Alpo story. They got all of these stories about these guys who put in street work. Even Funkmaster Flex was interviewing some of the dudes who used to be out there putting in street work. Look at the views on that. Why wouldn't the man cash in? It's all about the view. Look, everything is about the views.
Yeah,
that's all people care about is views, right? Whether it's the views, the number, or the viewpoint of how they see it. That's all people care about is views. The narrative and what you're saying don't even got to be right and exact. As long as it got views. We see people doing something strange or just doing outside of what we would deem to be right and exact for views. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm starting to see people do stuff like, yo, what's wrong with you? You know what I'm saying? Like, but people are doing it for views. Everybody's trying to get their moment. So, if it's the Doggy Diamonds life story and I have to tell my story, and whether you feel like I robbed that girl for her earrings and that's foul, if that's a part of my story, I'm going to tell it. You know what I'm saying? I didn't really rob no girl for the earrings. Just for the record, I didn't rob no girl for the earrings. I never robbed a woman in my life. You know what I'm saying?
I think, honestly, we're at the point where everybody will say anything at the right price.
Yeah.
You know, every story can be bought at this point. You know, there's no code of conduct like, yo, we did this, we did that, but that's between who it happened to and who did it.
Yo, OJ wrote a book called If I Had a Did It. You know what I'm saying? Like, what are we doing here?
Yeah, it was over from there.
Listen, what we knew as MVP, morals, values, and principles, only some of us is upholding that. And we look crazy. We look bitter. We look... Oh, we look, because people are like, yo, you really got morals? You better get this money. Because look what people are doing. You know what I'm saying? And when I speak like this and when I say stuff like this, I look at the reaction of people and they like, yo, you always complaining. But it's like, yo, don't y'all see what's going on? Like, this is normal to you? You know what I'm saying? Like everything that people are saying and doing is becoming normal because it's becoming moments that everybody's talking about it, but nobody is saying, oh, that's dumb, just cut that off. It's like, no. Well, I just look at it like, or my perspective is, it's like, yo, nobody cares about what you think about that because that's not even important enough to have a perspective on. So we giving Alpo y'all giving him the green light to tell a story? Like, is
I'm not giving him any green light to anything. Yeah. I'm saying that if we gonna let the mob tell their life stories, you know, many years later, then I don't see what's wrong with him doing the same thing.
Yeah. You agree with that?
Yo, it is what it is.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
Everybody watched it, right?
Yeah. It is what it is. No matter what we say, like you said, based off of the moral values and principles that we uphold, you know, it's entertainment, and everybody wants to be entertained.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it don't matter who says it, how they say it, just know that when Tekashi come out, he going to do it big.
Yeah.
He going to do it big. So,
because everybody's going to want to see the show.
Everybody's going to want to see it. Everybody. Yeah. So it is what it is.
Yeah. So, all right, let's move on. Nipsey Hussle, did you know that Nipsey Hussle, if you put the name, I'm giving y'all some free game. If you put Nipsey Hussle in the name of your title of your video on YouTube, it's just not going to get monetized. Did you know that? You can, just can't talk about him. So if y'all look and see his name is not in there, that's why. If you see abbreviations and stuff, yeah, you can't monetize it. But
but you could put stuff like Neighborhood Nip.
Yeah, so, yeah. Okay. So don't jack my swag. That's why I be putting Neighborhood Nip and all that stuff, or Nip. Yeah. But anyway, it is what it is. Get y'all money. So WAC 100. I'm not really sure what WAC 100 is. I know he has Blueface. I don't know if he's currently Game's manager or formerly Game's manager. I know he was Ray J's manager. I know he has something to do with K-Slay and Straight Stunting at one point, but I'm not really sure what he is. But I know that he has a lot to say, a lot. And yo, I'm gonna keep it real with y'all. I'll be entertained by it. Reason why I'm entertained, and I know he get a lot of people who hate his guts, allegedly, but he got a lot of followers. Everything that come out of his mouth goes viral. So do y'all hate him, or is it like an infamous thing? You know, the famous person is the person that invented the light bulb. The infamous person is the person who broke the light bulb and stabbed the person that invented the light bulb in the eye and ate his eyeball. Right. So it's like infamy is still fame.
That's the new hate, though.
Yeah, it's still fame.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So back to him, I like his brashness. I like that he don't care. I like that he says what's on his mind, right, wrong, or indifferent. Not that I agree or disagree. I just like the fact that I like bravery.
Yeah, I like his accountability.
Yeah, I like bravery. Yeah. I like when people just really say what's on their mind. It's not about whether you agree. It's about, all right, I know where you stand. That's cool, because nowadays we live in a day and time where you don't know where nobody stands.
Word.
Everybody's fronting. Word. Nah, that's my dude, but he don't rock with you. He haven't got your number or none of that stuff. Or, right. You know, so I like somebody that I know where they stand. But he has a lot of things to say about Nipsey Hussle. Did you review what he had to say about Nipsey, right?
Yeah. I mean, pretty much he had a couple of things to say. One of the things he was speaking about was pretty much when you have this street lifestyle, or when you are around gangsters within a particular environment, there's words or things that are said that you know, that have repercussions.
Mm-hmm.
And he was giving the example of Nip and the other dude who you know, allegedly who we've seen killed him. And then he also mentioned, as far as just with the fans being fake, and how when he was out here, he didn't have any, you know, gold plaques and things of that nature. But the second he passes away, he, you know, pretty much gains all these things. Now, my view on the first thing is, I agree in the aspect of, and this is not pertaining to Nipsey personally, this is just a general statement.
Mm-hmm.
In this so-called culture that we claim to have, or the street culture, which is imaginary to me, I don't believe none of it. There's words that, you know, just have people
triggered,
right? They let their emotions get the best of them. And the words that he said, that he claimed Nip had said to the dude, you know, was snitch, pedophile, I think rape. Like, he said a couple of things. I don't remember it, verbatim. And I do feel like we do live in this world where egos are bruised easily. So when you say something to somebody who come from a particular type of environment, you do have to be prepared for their actions. Irregardless of how truthful it is or not, you have to be prepared for what follows. So I do agree in that aspect that, and this is not, like I said, this is not personally towards Nip, this could be towards anybody. You got to be prepared for, you know, what you say. Second thing, I don't really have too much to speak on it, because it happens with everybody who's passed away.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Anybody who's passed away, like we've seen,
Michael, you know, Jackson.
Yeah, their sales have Prince. I mean, you name them, right?
Nah, like, the issue is, not to cut you off, but the issue is the rhetoric in which he said it, meaning like the people kind of exalted him to a level that he wasn't necessarily at perception wise, you know,
or deserving of.
Yeah, deserving of. And okay, that's where it kind of had me a little bit conflicted watching it, because to me, just seeing, you know, Nipsey Hussle's growth and his level of transparency, I had no issue with how people showed respect to him upon him transcending, you know what I mean? And I think, like you said, even when all the quote-unquote greats or legends pass away, they're always going to reach a greater height, because there's always this potential that they could have reached that we weren't able to witness.
What is March 9th?
Biggie.
this is what I'm saying. Yeah. So it's certain things that are celebrated forever. Right. You know what I'm saying? Unfortunately, you know. Mm-hmm. So I get what you're saying. You know, was you finished?
No, you go ahead.
Okay, like I said, I like the fact that he says was on his mind, whether I agree with it or not, because I think we want to agree with everybody, and when we don't agree with them, we automatically want to attack them and say, yo, I can't stand you, you're a cornball. Listen, I don't agree with that. Fine, it's not the end of the world, right? You like, you know, you think the you like cheese on your burger and stuff. Some people don't eat cheese. You know what I'm saying? So we shouldn't have a knock 'em out, drawn out fight off a difference of taste and opinion. You know, especially if it doesn't affect me. What you eat don't make me. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's two things. I do agree with words and where we're from are trigger words. As y'all know, the world knows. Well, if y'all don't know, I got called a cop on a big platform before. And I'm not going to lie to you, when I saw that, I just saw red. It's not true, but it's just like, yo, how dare you say that about me? So you automatically want vengeance from a word.
Yeah, and that's my issue.
True. It ain't even true. But
that's my issue.
It's automatically like, oh, I got to retaliate.
Yeah.
Now, how do I retaliate? I retaliated the best way, you know, so I'm still here to talk about it, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But different set of circumstances, I could have or would have retaliated a different way.
Right.
So imagine somebody saying something on the internet, and imagine somebody saying something in your face.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So
my reaction would be the same, though.
That's you, though.
Yeah, but the reality of it is life is not worth all this imaginary toughness. Because, to be honest with you, I don't really see what's the end goal to all of this. Like, if somebody says words to you, okay, like, what's so...
You got to remember, though, bro, the streets is all about reputation.
Yes, and I'm going to give you...
And that's imaginary, though.
And I'm going to give you...
Like, that's in your mind.
But I'm going to give you another one.
For your mind.
For my case, when you say something on a platform where somebody has 2 million followers, right, an uncontested lie starts to look like the truth, right? And you start like pulling back the layers of, well, why did they say this? And who did they say it to? And who platform did they use to say it? Now, this was a setup, you know what I'm saying? So it has nothing to do with my ego, it has nothing to do with none of it, has nothing to do with me being tough or wanting to be tough. It has more so to do with, yo, y'all niggas is playing with me, right? So now I got hundreds of DMs and hundreds of at replies of, this is what this person is saying about you. Now, you see how I handled it? I made a video, right? But what if I had just said, whatever, it becomes law because of who say it and who has the winning hand at the particular time. So if Nipsey had to went out there and said, yo, I don't rock with cuz because he's a such and such, that's just what he is to the world. How do you defend your honor against somebody who has a bigger voice than you at that time or has the winning hand? This dude is nothing he can do because allegedly, I shouldn't say that. I ain't going to say that. But because I was going to say something about the Chink situation. Yeah. I heard something very similar to...
Something very similar.
Why that. Chinks allegedly? Yeah.
No, they put that out there. They put that out there.
Okay, yeah, because I didn't want to be the one that.
that's breaking news.
That's in the news.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Cool. Okay, yeah, all right. Because I'm like, I ain't gonna be the one
that
to
was
break
out there.
Okay, yeah, but allegedly, you understand what I'm saying? So when you take somebody's character,
yeah,
sometimes all we have is our reputation.
But that's the problem.
Which is sad.
But that's
all we got, though.
But that's, here's what I'm saying. What I'm saying is you can defend yourself with words. What I'm talking about is when people resort to violence, it's like, is it worth what can follow through?
No, like, it ain't.
So for me, when I hear all this like stuff, to me it's just like, it sounds good, but what's the point in that? Because especially when you going somewhere in life, you don't have time to really play a certain way. So I'm not saying just take the high road every time. I'm saying you can defend yourself by words.
Where was Eric Holder going, though?
Where was he going?
Where was Eric Holder going?
Well, people like him, he has nothing to lose. So that's what it is.
But see, that's why I took the route that I took.
Yeah.
And I was looking more for when the cooler had prevailed. I was looking more for a resolve or where is it coming from. But that initial reaction is blood. You just see like, yo, hold up. Because again, you don't buy sneakers for somebody to just take them off your feet.
Nah, but if he took it off my feet, it's not the end of the world. Like, I can get new sneakers.
Nah, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm about to kick you out of here.
Yeah, but this is
Nah. Nope. Because it's not about you could get new sneakers. But you're not taking my kicks.
No, you're not taking it. What I am telling you is that I can get new sneakers, though. I can get new sneakers.
So, all right. So, when you're in a situation, we ain't got to say it on camera, but when you're in a situation of somebody just thinking that they can take from you, what's the consequence of somebody taking
from you? No, listen, at that point, it's life and death, right? I'm going to do whatever I got to do. But here's what I'm saying. What I'm saying is it has to be very severe. So, if we're just talking about words, like people are just talking their ish, that's fine. Like, at the end of the day, I don't live in a place of like, oh man, I got to defend
the. You ever been trolled before?
Troll? Probably. No, I don't think so. Not that.
It's very. I'm gonna tell you something, man. It wears on you after a while, because an uncontested lie starts to look like the truth. When somebody puts a narrative out there about you that's just not true, look what happened to Chingy, right? Homegirl said Chingy beat homeboy. Whatever we doing. Yeah. He said Chingy beat. And then was like, yo, I was lying.
Yeah.
Yo! Like, so when somebody says something about you, you could take the high road. But it's entertaining when people have dirt on you. So if people think Doggy Diamonds is this, and I don't profess to be that, and you know me for one thing, and somebody, again, has the winning hand says something about you, it becomes law. So now you're defending yourself from something like, yo, hold up, where are y'all getting this from? This individual didn't even have to prove this about me. They didn't even have to say why they said that. They just said it in his law.
No, I agree with that part. I'm not.
But this is what happens. I have somebody that made probably like 80 accounts trolling me. It's the same person because they say the same thing to me every time. And I blocked 80 accounts. That means I blocked 80 emails. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, I remember one of the times I said, yo, look, if I ever could find out who you are and catch you, I really would strangle you with my bare hands. Like, I would punch your kid in the face. Like, this is how mad I am, because it's like, yo, just leave me alone. You don't like me, whatever. And I could show you, it'll be tonight, they'll be like, I'm back. I still hate you. And it's just like, you don't like me, fine. But I'm talking about on SoundCloud, on Facebook, on Instagram, on Snapchat, on Twitter. Over 60 accounts on, it's the same person that'll make an account on every social media to bother me. Yeah. On my Doggy Diamonds fan page. Under my real name. And it's like, yo, they done had names like Buttermilk. You know, I can show it to you. And it's like, yo, what do I do now? Now, so and if I could identify who this person is, I'm not supposed to want to break their head?
Yeah, but at the end of the day, if you were to do that, they've won.
Yeah, but nah, I'm not.
They've won.
You're right.
And everything you was trying to pursue in life that would be deemed as winning to you, you lost.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying.
Is that worth it?
No, it's not. But it's what I'm saying to y'all. It's tough, though.
Nah, it definitely.
Because
is.
No man, woman wants to be allegedly bullied.
Yeah, or harassed.
I'm not. Listen, Never got bullied in my life, right? I'm that stupid that I just ain't scared of nobody. Seriously. Like, when people threaten me, I just be like, all right, well, pull up then. You know what I'm saying? Because you talking, but when it ain't going to be, we ain't got to get into all that. But
right.
I'm just not scared.
Right.
I done had people pull guns on me, and it's just like, yo, well, I'm about to die. It just is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But so when I'm on the internet and somebody's making 60,000 accounts bothering me, it's like, yo, all right. You don't. And then look, it got so bad where I was like, I'm not even going to block it no more, man. Just let them live. Like, just let them.
Mm-hmm. Get it all out.
Then they started harassing other people. So then they try to find out who your siblings are.
Right.
And then it's just like, you know what? Now I have to protect other people because now they're harassing other people.
Right.
When they start taking pictures of, you know, your siblings and the children and stuff and doing stuff, it's just like, yo.
And that's kind of life and death.
That's
bit
what I'm saying
more extreme.
To you. Yeah, it's
that's
not a person more saying, yo, Doggy Diamonds,
now, that's
suck.
Extreme. If somebody's like, going not, out their way to physically playing. Find yo. The people that you love, that's different. I'm just saying that I don't live in this place of like, yo, I just got to set an example. What example, bro? Like,
nah, I get what you're saying.
Like, it's so much stuff that I have going on in my life and so many places I'm trying to go. I can't really be entertained or let my emotions in particular, like, it's a split second that could change your whole life.
No, you're absolutely
like, what,
right.
What is this really worth? Like, what are we talking about?
What did Jay-Z say? It's like a full-time job not to kill a nigga.
Yeah, facts.
But people though, right? Going back into the WAC 100 situation.
Yeah.
The thing that's deep, because I think the game did take WAC on tour before with him. He definitely did shows with him.
Yeah,
so
definitely.
I know that, you know, not WAC, I mean Nipsey.
That
Nipsey.
I don't know.
Yeah, he took Nipsey. He definitely. And the game has this love for Nipsey. You know, he has Marathon Mondays. He has prolific.
He has tattoo.
Yeah, he has prolific clothing records or whatever with some clothes. Yeah. And he even got like the braids and everything, the beard. I heard a record where.
Yeah, people said that. Yeah,
he kind of even sounded like Nipsey a little bit. Yeah. So some people might say it's Swagger Jack and some people might say it's homage. Whatever. That's on him. My thing is, if you got love for Nip and your manager is saying something about your man that's no longer here, that some people might be offended by, when do you say to your man, like, yo, nah, you wildin'?
I think because we live in this time of the internet, it's every man for themselves. Like, what that person says is on them. So whatever repercussions that come, that's him. Like, that's his personal opinion. I think that's the times we live in it now where it's no real, like, honor as far as, like, behind the scenes. Like, yo, chill out. That's my people. It's more so like, yo, do what you want to do. Like, it's a free-for-all. And you got to look at it like, you know, these are, like, real people who's been inside the industry for a minute. I'm pretty sure there's a lot of politics that go along as well.
Sure.
I don't know what's going on and I don't really care, but it just seems as if it's every man for themselves. This your view? Hold that. That's you who said it. And that's just pretty much what it feels
all right,
like.
So, all right. This is the danger of that. I can say a lot, but I don't. You know why? Because I have to protect other people with, I don't want them getting caught up in what I say. You know, so sometimes I could set this on fire right now, but I don't because, again, what is it worth? What does it all mean? Some of it is my opinion. Some of it is my emotion, whatever the case may be, right? But then when we leave here, I don't want nobody to shoot at me and hit one of y'all based off of something I said, but that's just me.
Yeah.
Even though if I did go too far, I do ask, yo, did I wild out? I call people and be like, yo, you think I wild out? They be like, nah, that was cool. Or, you know, me and you shot a video before. I was like, yo, did I go too far? Did I should have went harder? You be like, yo,
facts.
Nah, that's cool.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, you ain't got to do all that, you know? So I just think we had a time where it's like, yeah, that's on him. But yeah, but what's on him could get you popped too, though. Because ain't nobody going to be like, yo, move. We ain't doing when it's on, it's on. So my thing is, one thing about me, if a person wasn't my op in life, right? If they wasn't my op in life, when they die, I'm not going to make them my op. to discredit them.
Yeah.
But if you was my op in life, you still my op in death. So if they was cool when Nip was alive, why you throwing them away or why you saying things? Even though with some of the things you might be saying is right and exact to some people. And again, right. like I said, I like honesty, but sometimes we have to respect the living, because I'm not going to tell the people that, oh yeah, I just became his fans because he died. That's just, yo, it was publicized. It was, you know, it's just something that everybody's talking about. I had people say, yo, I never knew who he was. I saw you interview him in 2008, but I ain't paying no attention to it. Now I went back and looked, yo, he was intelligent. The only thing that bothers me about Nipsey Hussle, and it's not even his fault, when people be like, yo, Nip said, and I see the memes, I'd be like, yo, he ain't say that shit. Like, cut it out. You know what I'm saying? Like, cut it out. And, you know, some people saying he's the second coming of Jesus and all that. Like, all right, y'all, cut it out. So if Wack is saying that in that respect, I get it. But as far as people just becoming fans or people, yo, it happens. You know what I'm saying? It happens. We can't blame the people for becoming aware of something because everybody's talking about it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's almost like you don't know what the new sneakers are till everybody start wearing them. So if you go out and get them, you a dick rider? Nah, it don't work like that. You know what I'm saying? But I just think when it comes to people who pass away tragically like that, you just gotta kind of like tread lightly because
facts.
It's still people that's hurting. You know what I'm saying? And you can't tell people how to hurt. You know what I'm saying? That's why it's dudes who died that I don't rock with, and I publicly said, you know, fuck them. But I be chilling, though. I don't go all the way in. If you ask me about them, I'm going to be like, yo, man, fuck that nigga. You know what I'm saying? But I don't be like, fuck them because, yo, I hope, you know, maggots is, I don't go there. You know what I'm saying? Because they still have, you know, children and loved ones. But don't ask me about them.
Yo, quick side note. You seen that, it's not a topic really, but you see, I sent it to Moja this morning. Did you see that little clip of Boosie? And he was talking about some dude that tried to rob him that passed away in his sleep.
Oh, nah.
Yeah, you gotta watch. I'm gonna send it to you. But yeah, you just remind me of that. Like, he was like, I fuck with him. You know what I'm saying? Like, he tried to rob me.
This,
like,
he was praising the Lord. Here, he was saying,
he's like, God is good.
God
is good. He's out of here.
But this is what I be saying, though. Some people be like, like when I did the Queen's Flip show and they bringing up people's name, they like, yo, but he dead, though. I'm like,
he's out of here, man.
But it's like, yo, at the end of it all, I didn't rock with. Listen, when a person is not for me or a person is against me because they die, I guess that ends the beef per se, but it really don't, though, because I'll piss on your grave.
Nah, the beef is definitely over. I mean,
nah, it ain't over.
How?
I'll piss on your grave. I piss on your grave. It ain't, look.
Yo, it takes two to get in the ring, bro.
Nah, no,
the
it
beef
don't.
Is over.
Nah, the beef is never, beef is, listen, beef is never over because it becomes generational. Like, yo, now I gotta, yo, I mean, y'all never watch karate movies, man? Like, when you got beef with his pops and you killed his pops, you got his kids is coming for you now. Like, it's forever. Like, like, beef is never over.
The son always seeking vengeance.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, no, that's a fact.
It's never over. Like, yo, I gotta look out for this dude's son. You know what I'm saying? I gotta break his son's jaw one day. It's never over. You know what I'm saying? It's never over. If somebody got hurt, it's never over. Or if I don't like you, I'm not gonna be the type of dude. When people put RIP to you, I ain't going to be like, yeah. It's just like,
facts.
Whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you should have died sooner. You know what I'm saying?
Nah. I mean, I can't say I've had too many people that I've even had beef with, but there is, Moja might know who I'm talking about, he might not, but there was a dude who passed away pretty recently, and I mean, you know, he hated on us for whatever reason back then, back in the days. And he's out of here now.
And
he's out of here. You
look,
feel me?
And people might say we really...
sooner, not none of that. It is what it is. You know
what I'm saying? People might say we foul for laughing. But, yo, at the end of the day, when a person... Look, we got different type of people, man.
Yeah.
Some people you don't get along with, right? That's fine. You stay over there, I stay over here. We don't bump heads, we don't clash. I don't mean you no harm. I don't wish bad for you, but I don't wish you well either.
Right.
Cool. Some people who just keep coming over here.
Yeah.
And it's like, yo, if you come over here again, you ain't gonna be able to go back over there. So, the way they was living, somebody else took them out, or sickness or whatever took them out, I'm not going to be like, yo, that's messed up. I'm going to be like, yo, he lucky that happened, because I was thinking about, you know, pushing his do-rag back. You know what I'm saying? I was
thinking
about.
Nah, but you know what's crazy about us laughing? Like, people, they could try to be more police all they want, but, like, that ain't going to work.
We already covered that with the Alpo thing.
And not only that, but it's like, you know, we live in a time now where, you know, people hate you while you alive. Like, there's people, who don't watch my shit that I can bang on. Like, people can say whatever they want, but, like, if you don't support me, nigga, like, you know what I mean? Your opinion don't matter to me. I don't mean nothing.
That's why I covered in the selling your soul thing. Like, yo, you don't even support me, but you telling me I'm selling out. Who I'm selling out? Yeah, you?
Quick question. Yeah. Uh-huh. Is someone qualified, or is it justifiable for someone to have an opinion about people that you never supported? So, for example, me and Mojo was talking about this the other day. A lot of people, or black people, have an opinion on, like, black business or black establishments, but those same people, they, I could look in their closet and say, yo, you don't have any black brands.
Why are you criticizing,
you know? Or I go to your email list and see who you subscribe to. You subscribe to all of these other people. Why are you criticizing what we doing over here if you don't even support what we do?
Because they got a mouth.
So they're not qualified,
they're
correct?
Qualified. Okay, cool. All right, look, let me give you another example. Umar Johnson, right? People are mad at him because they donated money and he didn't do the school, right? You know why?
But they have a reason to be upset. If you donated money,
but you know why I'm not mad? At? You can't get nothing from me.
Yeah.
So it's just like, yo, how do you zow 100,000 people? Like, you had to be the 100,000th?
Yeah.
Yo, P.T. Barnum said, a sucker's born every minute.
That's a fact.
Right? If somebody is known for, it's like even with Polite. Like, yo.
Who?
Yeah.
I don't know who that is, bro.
Anyway. It's like even when dudes, yo, you seen what he did to dude. What I said earlier. Yo, I don't think I'm exempt.
Yeah.
I see how you giving it up. Nah, I'm good on you.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I don't think I'm exempt. I don't think I'm that strong enough for you to say, nah, I ain't going to do it to you.
Anything immoral that somebody does
to somebody else, it could come my way.
Now, once again, see, sometimes we got to clarify ourselves when we say that with people who have supported the people. Like, I know personally, we have supported people that we talking about. Mm-hmm. So the person you just mentioned, we've supported him before.
Multiple times.
I've supported all of them.
Exactly. So I just want to make it clear.
And then they both said they didn't know who I was.
So I just want to make it clear that even though we're saying this, we're showing an exact, like, we've put, you know, money or whatever. The amount don't matter. But we've done things at a point in time where we believed in these people.
Yes.
So we're not contradicting ourselves when we say these things.
Gotcha.
And speak about other people who are, you know, who are doing these things where they're just talking about people like us. And like, you don't support me anyway, so I'm not listening to you. Like,
Cost you nothing. Pay me no mind.
That's a fact.
Nah, but I mean, you know, at the end of it all, it's like when I look at how in the hood, everybody had crackheads that you sent to the store, right? And he go to the store for everybody. That 10th trip, everybody was a dub. he just was running off. Yeah. Everybody looking to whoop him out. Yeah. And he was just like, yo, I'm going to smoke like $100 worth of crack, and y'all could beat me to smithereens. I don't even care because I'm high.
Yeah.
So my thing was, yo, I ain't sending him to the store because I don't feel like beating him up.
Right.
Nah, he good. He don't do it to everybody. Yo, but he do it. I don't trust my luck.
Yeah.
I don't believe in luck. You know what I'm saying?
I don't believe it.
Yeah. I'm not giving him $20 and then I'm just dead on this $20.
Yeah.
Why should I have put myself in a situation that can possibly happen?
Can we segue into I guess this is crackhead behavior.
Yeah.
This Popeyes shit. Oh, that's, man, going on.
I mean, Popeyes is the new Jordan.
Stop.
Popeyes is the new Jordan.
New
iPhone. They was wilding over the iPhone like that?
Yeah, there was a point in time when iPhones was first, mm-hmm, like hitting. Yeah, niggas was.
No,
niggas
but the Jordans.
Well, people have passed away.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
iPhones, I don't know if people have passed away, but I know people have gotten robbed and stuff like that easily.
Yeah. But I mean, you know what's wild about Popeyes? Which reminds me, let's go to Ja Rule's tweet. Now, I can't say what Ja Rule is saying to be.
What would Ja Rule do?
Yeah, right. shout out to, I actually got a good decent relationship with Ja Rule. Oh, where'd the tweet go?
Rock with Ja Rule.
Oh, here we go. He says Ja Rule tweeted on November 6, 2019 at 10:19 a.m. He says, "Here's the funny SHIT. I live in a white neighborhood, and guess what Popeyes didn't have when my son went? The chicken sandwich. I wonder why." So Ja Rule is saying, in the white neighborhoods, there is no chicken sandwich. Y'all think that's possible or probable?
I mean, we've been in environments where, you know, like gated community type-ish, we have stayed at. And in those neighborhoods, you don't really have, like, those type of fast food.
No Arizona iced teas?
Nah, ain't no real corner stores, ain't no churches, ain't no real liquor stores. So
white people don't eat chicken?
They do, but
yo, if you go to Chinatown, it's Popeyes over there. You seen that? Go to China, yo. Them Chinese be tearing that Popeyes up.
Yeah, no, facts.
They don't even eat their hairy chicken wings, but they eat.
No, Popeyes. It's easily. I believe that because when you go to certain environments, you know, where people are, you know, middle class or high class or, you know, the 1%, I'm pretty sure a lot of that.
So
stuff
you said something about Popeyes that I want you to say publicly. You think it's a whole psych op?
Yeah, I feel like. It just weird for me, like seeing certain things that transpire in the media and it becomes a big thing that's publicized. I feel like when we look back in the past of a lot of things that is in regard to propaganda, it seems like psych ops to me. I feel like they may be planting certain people. You know what I'm saying? That may cause certain turmoil in certain neighborhoods or with certain people. Because to me, you know, it doesn't really matter how I eat, but I can't see how people are going crazy over a chicken sandwich, bro. It just don't make any sense to me personally. You know what I'm saying? And then, like you said, they treat it like Jordan. A sandwich had a release date. They had a release date. They had a whole press release of how
it's
many
coming
people.
Back.
Yeah, it's coming back. How many people they had to hire. You feel me? What locations it's going
to
be
at.
At
one point in time, you had to bring your own bun. Pause.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Right. Bring BYOB. You know what I'm saying? Bring your own bun. Like, they playing with you now. So it has to be, I don't believe anything that has, you know, that level of elaborate planning, that there isn't something more to it, especially when it's in certain environments. You know
now,
what I'm saying?
Now, my thing is, they're playing off the miseducation of our people and the fact that many of our people are just dumb. The same way they ran out for Jordans, the same way them 2K releases. Yo, you see lines of people, drones. GameStop always has a midnight release.
Yeah.
Yo. Like, yo, they out here for a game. Like, what? Like.
That's an addiction. That's not even playing off ignorance. At that point, it's beyond ignorance. That they have an addiction.
So the chicken is a different from that as far as it not being
it's
an
same,
addiction?
It's the same to me. Yeah,
yeah, because the chicken, pause, I don't know, it just don't sound right saying chicken. But yeah, yeah, the chicken, all right, we ain't got to pause that. But the chicken, it's just that everybody, see, we in a time, and I want people to look, I'm going to look in this camera. Everybody wants to be in the conversation.
Yeah.
You have people who say, I never even had the chicken sandwich yet. So fucking what? Nobody asked you that. Right. Like me, I don't watch Power. I never saw Power. I never saw an episode. I'm not watching that.
Why?
Because I don't like 50 Cent. So I'm not watching his show. It's just real. You know what
show
I'm saying?
Show is fire, bro.
Listen, when I don't rock with you, I don't rock with nothing about you.
I agree with that, but I rock with 50. I rock with the show.
Well, that's you. You know what I'm saying? He just never, you know what I'm saying? It's just always with something weird with how he treated me. So I ain't watching your show.
I respect it.
I'm not going to watch it to say, yo, his writing suck. Like, I don't know if his writing suck.
Yeah, you're right.
You know what I'm saying? You don't like me, I don't like you.
You're not watching the BMF, none of that?
No, I'm not watching none of that. Nope. Damn. Okay. Nope. I don't. Listen, when I don't rock with somebody, because they don't rock with me. Not that I did anything to them, but when you play the role.
I mean, has a conversation ever been had?
No, it hasn't, but it's been little gestures of show that, yo, dude don't like you. You know what I'm saying?
I'm the same way, too.
And that's probably off of the opinion or perception of somebody else, though.
It could be, but I'm going to go with what the information I got.
Right.
Yeah, because I'm not one of them. Yeah. Yo.
What if?
I like you, bro. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, you know, because it takes a lot to dislike somebody that's a popular figure. You know what I'm saying? That didn't do nothing to me, per se. Like, no harm, bodily harm came to me. But I felt like I did things for himself and his brand that I should have got a little bit more...
acknowledgement?
Not even that, because acknowledgement is cool, but I should have got a pass it was a second thought about me in a negative way.
Okay.
It should have been like, oh, nah, because he did this, so he showed that he's not that tight.
Right.
So I'm just the type of person that your ways and actions, from what I saw, nobody could tell me nothing about you.
Right. Yeah.
Because I'm going to go off of what I know. Yeah, so you can say what you want.
Yeah.
But nah, when it came to homie did X, Y, Z, or yo, get homie on the line. So if you're too big to have small conversations,
right,
whatever. You know what I'm saying? Right, like, I'm not watching Power. Yeah, but who am I, though? I'm just a person who don't watch it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it's not the end of the world. Yeah. It's not the end of my world.
Right.
Snowfall is better anyway. But listen, I'm only playing. I don't even watch Snowfall. I don't even watch a lot of stuff. But
the chicken sandwich. An idiot.
So the chicken sandwich thing. It's like everybody wants to begin a conversation,
mm-hmm.
right? And this is how people are passing their time. People are passing their time just talking in social media, you know. Because if you came to my crib, like, yo, the Popeyes, I'm like, yo, get out. Like, you came to my crib to talk about Popeyes. So now we have a virtual world where we all are in the room together.
Yep.
What's the room? The room is Facebook. The room is Twitter. The room is Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And when I log off the app, I left. And then I come back in and say, y'all still sitting here talking about, you know what I'm saying? Like, when people be like, then get off my page. Yeah, it's my page. It's like, stop it. It's Mark Zuckerberg's page. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, so with the chicken thing, it became everybody wants to be in and on the conversation, even if it's for to say, I went there and I saw people wilding.
Yep.
I went there, I saw a line, I tasted it.
As long as you can speculate.
Yeah, as long as you can speculate, or as long as you can just be in on the conversation of this chicken sandwich, that's good. Look, I mean, we're talking about it right now. So to a certain extent, we're in on the chicken sandwich conversation.
Yeah, but the difference is we get paid to talk about it. Facts. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Y'all not doing anything. Y'all just don't want to feel left out. What I'm saying?
That became society, man. Yeah.
Social media did that.
That became society. Like, again, when everybody was watching Empire, Power, you could describe something to me and I'm like, nah, I'm good then.
Mm-hmm.
That's just me. You know what I'm saying? I don't have to say, I got to know what this is about, because I'm tired. So when people was posting them Power spoilers and I was seeing people get mad, I was laughing because I'm like, I don't care.
Right.
I don't know who none of them people is. Tori Norton is 3LW. I don't know nothing about her. I don't even know her character name.
Nah, that's Tasha, bro.
I don't even know who Tasha is. I don't know who that is.
St. Patrick.
Facts. Or Tasha Green.
Who? St. Patrick's?
Yeah.
Look, man, I don't know nothing. You know what I'm saying?
We actually met her. She's cool.
No, she's cool. Remember, we saw her.
Oh, yeah, we was together.
Yeah, we saw her. Yeah, we got pictures of her. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Plus, I got other footage with her a long time ago.
Okay, that's
but I'm just saying, she's 3LW. Or she's, I say she's more a Little Kim from Notorious.
Word.
You understand what I'm saying? So it's just like at the end of it all, I don't have to be in the conversation to be in the conversation. I make my own conversations.
Right.
I make my own narratives. I don't have to be in the narrative so I feel left out. I'm like, yeah, what y'all talking about? Oh, damn, I don't know nothing about that, man. I got to watch Power. So I never even watched Game of Thrones.
Me neither.
It just wasn't my thing.
I saw the last episode, but because I was with somebody and they watched the show.
Look, if I'm with a shorty and she's watching something, I'll go in another room. It could be her house. I go in another room while I'm out. I just don't.
That's all
listen,
I can say.
Listen.
That's all I can say.
Doggy Diamonds does not do anything he doesn't want to do for nobody or nothing. So anything you see me do, say, is because I wanted to do it or say it. You know what I'm saying? Now, if I had a different relationship with dude, I might have peaked at an episode. I'm talking about, I literally don't even know what network it come on. I think it's Stars. Yeah. I watched Godfather Harlem. I like that.
Okay.
I watched...
with Forrest Whitaker.
Yeah, believe it or not, I like Sons of Anarchy.
Okay. I've heard about it.
Yeah, I like that. I liked another show called Flashpoint.
Never heard of it.
So this is what I'm saying. I watch what I watch, but just because this is niggery and everybody's watching it and y'all all like crackheads and I'm blocking you if you spoil it. I'm just like, yo, come on. It's like, this is a chicken sandwich, man. Like, I just don't have to be in on the conversations. Even with our podcast and even with me going live, even on anything that's being talked about, I don't feel like I have to be the hot topic guy. I just don't care. Like,
so here's a bigger question.
Uh-huh. Did we finish the chicken sandwich?
No, no. We're still going to be here.
All right.
Here's a bigger question. What is in that chicken? Because people are going crazy. I'm talking about fights, body slams, you know. Of course, you know, I've seen people like what you mentioned before where they just riding around just showing your people why. I'm like, why do you, like, what is in this chicken? Like, what is going on? What's so special about it?
You know what's in that chicken? Clout. Hmm. Clout.
Made with
clout,
a side order of clout.
Clout is in the chicken. It ain't.
Not
it
the
ain't,
sauce.
Yeah,
not
it ain't sauerkraut. It's sour clout. That's what's in the chicken.
Okay.
Again, with this chicken, you now become a part of the conversation.
To say you had it.
To say you had it. To say it was nasty. To say it was good. To say I understand. I've seen people buy four chickens. You gonna eat four sandwiches?
I had a conversation with somebody this past weekend, and they said that they bought it the first time it came out. They went to the beach or they went somewhere. They was out. And they were selling it for $10 a pop because it was sold out.
Come on, man.
People was buying it.
Is no way on this green earth that I would do that. And, you know, honestly, I didn't get it. I didn't taste it. I'm not a vegan. I'm not a vegetarian. I'm none of that. I just never got around to it. I don't really eat fast food like that. I don't eat bread either. So it's like a double whammy. It's fried, and then I don't eat bread. So if it was a Popeye's chicken breast, like without the bread, grilled, I might eat it. But even so I'm supposed to buy something for $3 and take the bread off and throw it away. And I don't eat no mayonnaise. Yo, I don't eat no white stuff on my food. I don't even really like yogurt like that. I don't eat no sour cream.
So at the falafel spot, you don't get that.
Never seen me get that. You never seen me get that. I don't eat that white sauce. I don't eat none of that. I don't eat nothing that look like it came from my body. I ain't doing it. It look like spit or look like nut. I ain't eating it. it's just the reality of it.
Respect it.
So, chicken and mayonnaise? Like, what in the white people is that? I heard they got mayonnaise on it, right?
No, it's something else. They was talking about it.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I don't really know. I'm not into that. I don't really know.
But it ain't got no cheese. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so it's just not. I barely even had Chick-fil-A like that. Because when I think about what I'm gonna eat when I'm outside, those things don't come across my desk. I look for a salad place, or you know, I eat a protein cookie before you know I eat all that stuff. Like I know the ingredients in it, but I'm reading it. I'm not eating no mystery meat.
Fact.
You know what I'm saying? Because I just don't know what's in this chicken, but I might get in and eat it. I'm not going to broadcast it or say, you know, I'm just not that type of dude.
People probably, I didn't check, but people probably did reviews on it too.
Of course they
did. On YouTube. They probably done went on, yo, spoke from the rapper.
Yeah, exactly. Like
a different rapper.
Choke No Joke did it.
Oh, he
took a big bite and everything. I'm like, look at this dude, man. What the hell is wrong with you, Choke?
I rock with Choke, but yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah, he took it. He was like, it was, you know, some people just like.
But Choke is comedy. He probably trolling.
Yeah, but he did not. He did it. He did it from that aspect. Yeah. But I'm just saying, he did it though.
Okay.
He did it. Then you got some people angry at that, mad at other people who are just going too far. Like, I don't care, man. If you go online to get some chicken, it might bust you in your head. Yo, man. Sometimes you just shouldn't be out there, man.
Yeah.
On the real, like, it's certain unwritten rules or you know when to stay in the crib. New Year's, because
I'm
going to keep it real with y'all. I never wanted to be that first person that died. Because, your whole death is broadcasted.
You were the first
person that died in 2020.
First person that died and first person that's born. That's what I'm saying.
Like, nah. It'd be like,
yo.
Oh, nah, somebody died already. I'm going outside.
That's jokey.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, New Year's, you always stay in the crib.
So it's like, New Year's, you stay in the crib. Yep. Back in the day, some Halloweens.
Halloweens, fact.
Yeah, like,
Even 2 days before, I'm in. Like, I don't even play that.
Because I never, I never really went egging like that. That just wasn't my thing.
I actually went trick or treating with my daughter this Halloween.
I mean, as you...
Yeah, you have a reason to.
I mean, I'm not into Halloween, you know, but, you know, growing up, Halloween was different for us. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, facts.
That's when a lot of street shit did happen, and you couldn't, you shouldn't be outside at that time, but...
I was out there, though, but I was a part of the part of the stuff that was happening. I was with it. But now, is it, you know, I just believe in doing... You got to evolve as a man. You did certain things.
Mm-hmm.
If you're still doing that, after a while, it's like, yo, where's your manhood? When are you going to grow up? So it's like, I'm not like, yo, I just went and bought some eggs and put them in the freezer for Halloween.
Yeah.
It's like, yo, how old are you again?
Nah, that's
you know what
fact.
I'm saying? Throwing neat in there and people and chicks' hair and stuff
that.
Nah. You never heard of that before?
Nah,
I heard of it, but I never involved myself in that.
I participated in everything foul because it was just, yo, you know, the sad thing, I like I said, I don't want to glorify in the hood, boredom, poverty, depression, trauma makes you harm people.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you harming them, you ain't got to worry about your hurt.
Right.
And it still happens to this day. People mm-hmm. just hurt people different.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's not always physical. It's just playing games. It's like, even when the segue really quick into like, we off that chicken stuff.
Yeah.
But y'all crazy for doing it. But even like for me, like any woman that I never really had an intention on messing with like that, I just ain't messing with you like that. Well, I'm telling you off the rip, like, yo, this ain't never really going to be nothing. You know what I'm saying? He's just going, you know, smash and dash. Like.
Okay. You brought up something that's very interesting to me. And I don't know if you guys ever heard of the term, right? And this might get a little...
mushy? Don't get mushy.
No, not mushy. You'll see where I'm going.
Right.
I was having a conversation with a woman recently, and she was saying something about what you said, and that dudes do the exact opposite. But the term for that is actually called emotional rape. I don't know if you guys ever heard of that.
Come on, man. You can't, listen, you can't.
No, but.
Y'all chicks can't be playing with words and making up stuff.
But I think this is like something that has been like, it has been.
Who found it? White people?
I haven't did research. I just wanted to look up if it actually exists. I didn't want to go too deep. Because
it does exist though?
Yes. It's actually a term, and it's you basically, a man misleading a woman or kind of manipulating her.
For box?
Emotionally to do things with her sexually.
Yo, I'm gonna keep it honest.
Come on, man. I don't got no sympathy.
Yeah, I'm gonna keep it a stack. Women need to stop coming up for excuses after they realize their errors. Women play a very bad game. And there's things in which they want out of these dudes. So if you allow him to, and the key word is allow, if you allow him to, in quotations, finesse you to getting what he wanted, my question is, why did you accept that? There had to be some things that you wanted as well.
How much accountability do you give the person who's finessing and the person who got finessed?
What I tell you about P.T. Barnum.
Sucker for
a sucker's born every day, right?
Yes.
Listen, at the end of the day, we live in a day and time where everybody woke. I'm woke. I'm woke. I got... You can't go to sleep in certain instances. When you woke, you woke. You know what I'm saying?
I'm
you
not
woke
hearing
to
this shit,
you
man.
Woke. Listen, you woke to every aspect of
I'm
life.
Not, I'm not hearing
right.
That.
Me as a person, I'm so woke that I know it's certain women that I've came in contact with that I have no good intention for you.
Right.
So if this is what you want from me, yo, you might as well.
But
just
I'm
bounce.
Speaking for a greater collective of men who don't see it that way, that will finesse or manipulate.
I don't believe that.
But how much goes into what the woman is attracted to.
I don't believe it.
You are sometimes what you attract. You understand what I'm saying?
I agree with that.
So every dude you mess with mysteriously punched you in your eye? I know some dudes who've never hit a woman in their life. I don't condone it.
Right.
Ain't co-signing it.
Right.
But he end up beating his baby mother up. I'm like, yo, would you snuff your baby? Yo, she got me that mad. But then come to find out, she has a history of dudes socking her in the eye. You know what I'm saying? So a lot
some
of...
Some people don't know no better.
But this is—it's the same thing with these chicks
right.
and these dudes.
Well, that's a topic I don't.
Look,
that's a little bit different. That's very psychological.
Let me see. Understand where I'm going with
right.
it. How many times can you be emotionally raped?
How many times can you be manipulated?
It should only happen once.
It depends.
I just told you about Umar and Polite. It's the same thing. How could you get zoned over and over? Like, it doesn't make any sense to me. Like, you cannot. You're woke now, and you got. the Eye of Ra on you, and you a woman and a sister and all this other spooky crystal shit now. Yeah, you the queen, Mother Earth rage and all this other stuff.
The goddess.
Now, you know, you're a unicorn and all this other stuff. So yeah. Now you're not wise enough to know that a dude is playing games with you. That's, I mean, I don't want to talk to you like you the broad and stuff. So it's like,
no,
the point, this is what I'm
saying.
I hear
where you're coming from,
but
I'm just playing devil's advocate.
Don't advocate for the devil.
Sometimes. But listen, I'm saying that because I realized just me, my interactions with some of my homies, some people I was cool with, and this, that, and the third. A lot of dudes be lying, bro.
Yo, but this is what they are, though. Look, let me tell you something, right? Again, I'm going to go into this, and everything that we said is relative and related somehow,
right,
even
right.
though this is going to be cut up in segments, but
right.
if they listen to it, it's in its entirety.
Yeah.
When a person is a scumbag,
yeah.
why do you think you exempt? This is what I be saying to women. Yo, you watch this dude, you meet him, you got kids, yeah, but I ain't with my baby mother no more. Yo, you better find out why.
Right.
Because it could be her, but it could be him.
Right.
Yo, when the last time you seen your kid? Oh, I don't see them. All right, so if you have a baby with this dude,
mm-hmm.
There's a potential.
Yeah, right.
This is what you're going to have to deal with.
Right,
what do you
right.
do? You go have a baby with him,
mm-hmm.
and then he do the same thing to you that he did to her, and then you like, yo, he fouled. But you knew that, though. It's just that you had the thing of, remember the example I gave you, the crackhead.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't going to do it to me.
Right.
I don't think my luck is that great. So when I see people, yo, I analyze people. I be like, oh, nah, he snaked this man. I'm a dove.
Right.
And sometimes people be like, nah, but he got different love for you. I ain't grow up with him. He don't got, yo, nah, I don't trust it. I seen what he did to his man. Let me tell you something, right? When I got homies, cousins, family, right?
Mm-hmm.
When I watch you have a wife and children, and I see you go the extra mile for some side box,
yeah.
and you willing to lose your family for a floozy, I don't trust you.
Yeah, facts.
I don't trust you. Ain't no bros before hoes. No, I'm not your wife, and I ain't your child. And you willing to lose them for some side action?
Yeah.
You're going to tell the police on me.
You know what? To be
honest, I don't trust you.
And I don't want to come off as extreme.
Nah, come off as extreme.
I'm just tired of the excuses that I keep hearing, man. Like, women want to play and manipulate all day long. So I'm not hearing this like, oh, niggas, dudes done finesse. Finesse what?
Yo, but peep game, though.
There's things in which she
so you're
wanted.
Saying there isn't dudes that finesse for the box.
My thing is,
how could you get finesse out your box, though?
Here's the thing.
Look, all right, let me cut you. I don't want to cut you. Yo.
Niggas be coming in capping, bro.
I was like 18, right? And if, you know, if Shorty watches and she gonna know what it is, it's whatever.
Right.
Oh, I ain't even beat. But something else happened, like, right, it was some street stuff that stopped
right, right,
it.
Right, right.
I was trying to beat,
mm-hmm.
and she was like, I can't do that because we not in a relationship. You not mine. I was like,
nah, we
so I'm yours then. Like, that's it.
Where but that's a finesse, though.
No, it ain't.
Why not?
Because you put out there... You didn't make me work for it. I had to say something. I had to verbally sign on the dotted line, and I had my fingers crossed. Like, are you serious? You going to tell me I can't get no box because I'm not yours? Well, then I'm yours then. And after I beat...
I'm not yours.
I ain't yours.
That's a finesse, though.
No, it ain't. It's you made it that easy for somebody to lie to you. A finesse to me cannot be a one-shot deal. A finesse to me is long-term. It's a dude that been leading a double life. It's a dude that been lying. It's a dude that, yo, I don't live with my baby mother. I just go over there to take care of my daughter.
Well, it depends on the person. Some people, you don't have to finesse that much. Sometimes all it got to be is the surface level finesse and you in there. And some women, they might be on the fence about what you say. You might have to put in a little bit more finesse to actually get in. But I feel like if you're telling a woman something that you know is not the truth, or you're saying it
no,
to
you
work
foul,
in your favor,
but,
that's a finesse.
All right, I finessed you. All right, but now peep game, though.
So are we saying that women come into all these situations pure?
Meaning what?
Like,
they don't got no finesse?
Yeah, like they just want us for us. Like, there's no extra secret motives that women have when dealing with men? Is that what we're saying?
No, I'm not. I don't think that.
We need a chick up here.
But I think there's more of a balance with women, though.
Nah.
Because they're operating more on an emotional standpoint.
Nah, sounds good. I don't know that.
Listen, let's keep it one thou out right now. The chick has a dude that she's cool with.
Mm-hmm.
He's never going to be able to beat. He's friend zone forever.
Fast.
He tell her that he will drink her pissy toilet bowl water if he could, and she's friend zone him forever. Then there's one dude that she uses for the car.
Yep.
Yes.
He never beat. He might have sucked her titty once, but he never beat. But he drives everywhere.
Yeah.
It's one dude that will bring her food, come over, smoke a blunt with her, occasionally beat. It's one dude.
They're going to kill you in the comments.
I don't care.
It's a fact.
It's one dude that she actually loves and want to be with,
mm-hmm.
and that's the person who treats her like shit.
So, yeah, so what are we supposed
to
do?
So they have these.
They have their own finesse.
And even with men. In my time, we've had different women. Yo, shorty, it's just dome. Like, I don't even know.
Finessing everybody.
Yeah, I'm not trying
to hear the whole victim mentality of like, oh, nah, we're just all coming into this pure. Nah, like, everybody's playing a game, man.
Listen.
Everybody's playing some form of a game. Now, am I saying that dudes is honorable? Nah, there's a lot of sucker dudes out here. That's a fact.
But those be the ones getting the love, though.
Sometimes those be the ones.
Listen, I just told you, you got to do.
Because he finessing. The sucker dudes be finessing the most.
But why you friend zone a nigga that want to drink your pissy water? Yeah, that's a loyal dude. Like, listen, I judge people off of measures.
Right.
Because words mean nothing to me. You got crocodile tears. You got different things that people. Yeah. You got things that people can
for
do
sure.
right mm-hmm. in your face
mm-hmm.
and just be full of it, right? But you can't hide actions. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You can have ulterior motives with your actions, but if I gotta second guess it too much, if I gotta think too hard, I'm good because it's supposed to feel good. It's supposed to be pure. It's supposed
right.
to. I ain't supposed to be thinking about. Damn, I wonder if. I go to sleep, she gonna go through my pockets. And once you gotta start thinking like this about this individual, you bring it to the table like, yo, I don't trust you.
What is your opinion on it though?
Or what?
What you just asked the question is.
He pro chick right now.
if emotional rape actually exists?
Yeah, like if dudes, you know,
playing this type. I feel like to some degree it does. To some degree.
So you have an emotional rape?
I don't like that. Even upon having that conversation, I told her, let's kind of like...
Let's try some new
words. Because this is why we have to have a woman here. She said, rape is not only something physical.
Nah, come on, man.
She said, rape is not something physical. Just like when you in an abusive relationship, it's not just physical. It could be verbal abuse.
But
it could be
rape, though. It's abuse.
Yes, but she just gave different variations of
we
what abuse
can be. We gotta look up the definition. I don't personally know.
Because there is emotional abusive men. There is verbal
all right.
abusive people. Yeah,
okay,
absolutely.
Now, Pete, let me qualify this, right?
Yeah.
You cannot take something very intrusive. Very intrusive.
Well, we would have to look up the colloquial term of rape first.
Yeah, I don't want to look up
rape.
Colloquial.
It may not be just.
I don't want to look up
something intrusive.
Let me qualify this. You can't take something that's intrusive.
Yeah.
Something that sometimes cannot be intrusive. It can be you was drugged, or it's chicks who were gangbanged into gangs.
Right.
That's still rape.
Yeah.
Right.
Even though you told her to be down, me and the homies got to
bust. Wait, if she gave consent for all of those dudes?
How you give consent for five dudes to bust your ass?
I don't know.
You want to be down that bad? That's, to me.
I don't know.
Well, to me, that's foul, though.
If it's consent, then.
Nah, to me, no, to me, though, that's foul.
It's still foul.
Yeah, because you have some girls that's like, yo, I'm smashing all of them tonight. That you, and then you have some girls who might not be on that type of time.
Right.
And you put them on that type of time for them to be down with you. I think that that's foul. I just don't like that. That's
so they emotionally raped her then?
No, they physically. They physically. To
okay,
me.
Okay, you talking about they actually took the
initiative. Actually
bought, okay,
yeah, they
got
actually,
you,
she
got
actually
you, got
gave
you.
The box.
Okay,
like,
yeah,
no,
okay.
I don't think no woman has the intention of being cool or being down with a set and letting four dudes pipe.
I don't know.
Yeah, well,
we gotta
pull some numbers in here, right? Like
we gotta
let's do some polls and
okay.
pause.
So,
yeah, but let me finish this, right? So, at the end of the day, when you say rape has always been very brutal.
Yes,
in every aspect, because when we hear rape, we think of visually of something brutal, and then we go blank because we don't know how to start the act. We just know that it's something where somebody is completely violated.
Right.
That's why I asked you before. You should only get emotionally raped once. And then when you realize that this dude is emotionally raping you, does he rape you emotionally every day, every week, every month? When do you say, yo, this dude is full of shit? You know when they say that? When they got two kids and the dude don't rock with them no more. But again, I judge people how they treat others. You know what? It's like a guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this is going, they're going to kill me in the comments for this. But women who typically did not grow up with their daddy, they be a little off.
Yo, that's a whole nother show.
But I'm just saying. And sometimes they didn't grow up with their daddy. It's not their fault. But when they pops is absent, or he's there, but he don't fuck with them.
You can definitely tell the difference.
Yeah, like, so it's like,
let's keep it there.
So certain things I always...
Wait, hold on. Let's make a disclaimer because there's somebody who's watching that.
I don't care about that.
Hold on. There's somebody that's going to write, I didn't grow up with my daddy.
So say that then.
There are exceptions. Zoom in. There are exceptions to what we're talking about.
Nah, ain't no exceptions.
There's exceptions to everything. All right. It's very low.
So let them state that.
Right.
But for now, I'm generalizing.
Right.
And
if you are
the exception.
I agree. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Speaking about that, can we end it off with the T.I. thing, or are we still here?
Yeah, let me just say one more thing about that. So my thing is, when somebody does you wrong, how long do you stay getting done wrong? And then just because some people, listen, I'm going to keep being real with you. Some people love being the victim. We talk about this all the time.
I think it does develop.
We're going to do a show on that one day. The victim culture of everybody's talking about what somebody did to them, but it's like, yo, when did you realize that it was wrong? Like, how long did you let them do that? You know what I'm saying? It's like, yeah, but they did this to me, and it was 5 years my husband cheated on you. I mean, my husband cheated on me. It's like, so you let him cheat on you for 5 years to say he did it for 5 years? Like, what happened in the first year? Because some dudes cheated. Some dudes go with these chicks and they never...
I mean, but we've all been in a prolonged toxic situation. So I could empathize.
Did you whine about it, though?
In real time, no. But in retrospect, I won't say whine, but I realized it. I became aware of it.
Could it happen to you again?
Nah.
We can end it right there. So my thing is, you have people who have a history of getting shammed on, and they just... And he did, like I said, he punched you in the eye, and then he punched you in the eye. This dude was a dwarf, and then he jumped up. Like, some women bring some men out of their character, just like some men bring some women out of their character. Like, I know guys who have not ever hit a woman in their life.
Right.
But he snuffed her.
But I think when you're emotionally driven, it takes a longer time to transpire before you become cognitive of certain things. So when we
talk
about
because what I'm saying is because that's your toxicity of you.
Right.
So you can't be mad at nobody else. You have to self check.
Yeah.
You know what
I'm
saying?
No, I agree.
Like, yo, it be killing me when people underarms stink. I'm like, yo, you don't smell your underarms? Look where your nose is at. And look where your underarm is at. Heat rises. You don't smell your underarm? You understand what I'm saying? So we all do it self. When you do a self check, first of all, if you got to do this, you stink because you should never have to. Why are you smelling your underarm? Did you bathe? So if you bathed, you know your underarms don't stink. Did you put on deodorant? So you know your underarms don't stink. When you got to smell your underarm, you stink. That's like saying, yo, these pants stink. Did you wash them? You understand? Because if you washed them, they don't stink, not unless you didn't dry them right away and they got that little mildew. That's something different. But when I be seeing dudes like this, yo, my G, you stink.
Yeah.
If you got to question this. So the T.I. thing, I don't really know what to say about that. I don't have any daughters. If I did have a daughter, depending on what he's doing, it's a double-edged sword because I guess people are mad at him for what he's doing, how he's doing it. But I really can't tell nobody how to parent because I'm not a parent. I just know what I would do and I wouldn't do. But I do want to say, and respectfully, I do want to say respectfully, just because you're checking to see if her hymen is intact, that don't mean she don't give up that throat.
No, that's facts too. But there's also another fact that people have to realize. Just because it's still intact doesn't mean that she didn't also have sexual intercourse as well.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what would you do?
I mean, if I was a parent, when I have a young daughter, I got, you know, y'all know my god babies and all that. What I would do from my perspective is I would just want them to be safe. And I would tell them to be safe because trying to prevent you from doing it.
More rebellion.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like anything, you know, some children, I seen Charlamagne say this too before. He straight up and down stole my swag on this one. But some children have to touch stuff to learn what hot is. Some people could hear the conviction in your voice.
This is fine.
And they say hot and they good on that. Some people got to touch it. So I don't even know why it's viral what he do with his kids though. It ain't, you know what I'm saying? Like to me, some people are just, respectfully, I think some people are just unfit, period. Like, I don't expect nothing less from certain people. Like, yo, he's an asshole. Not saying T.I., but when I hear some people did some stuff, like, because you have some people like, yo, I smoked my first blunt with my kids, and it's like, congratulations, you just helped them be a complete loser just like you. Now, you might have some people who smoke, go to work every day, do what they got to do. But if you know you a bum.
Yeah. Why would you enable your children?
You're enabling bums. So a lot of times, for a person like T.I., you can't be a guy who been promiscuous, cheated on her mother, and then you're worried about her being sexually active.
Yeah.
You have to be proactive with behavior that exhibits a faithful person, and then hopefully that it transfers down because of your behavior.
Yeah.
But if she's seen you do all types, like sometimes when you see our parents do things, either we become just like them or we go far away from
completely it. Opposite, yep.
You know what I'm saying? So I remember being young and seeing my pops and his homeboys with the album cover and the weed taking the seeds out and all that. And I just always wonder what they're doing. I remember the first time I saw one of them little manila envelopes, I put like oregano in it, and I, you know what I'm saying? Because you just naturally imitate, mimic.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So if you have a promiscuous parent, you know what I mean? You got chicks right now that's going to the club tonight with their moms.
Yeah.
And they going to sleep with the same circle of dudes. Mm-hmm. Like once you and your parent start dancing to the same music, game over, man. Once your moms are listening to Kevin Gates in the car when you get in there, it's different now because where's the separation? The music is what separated us. You know what I'm saying? The type of, just like some of the music that these kids listen to, I don't listen to it because it doesn't fit me where I'm at in my life.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But once I start talking about, I pop the pills, and how old are you? You understand what I'm saying? So go ahead.
I'll say this real quick, and I'll let Moja go before we wrap up. Shout out to one of our bigger homies. We was talking about it earlier today. Shout out to Bubba. And he said something very interesting. He said, if you have that approach, right, when it comes to your daughter, how about you have the same approach with teaching your sons the same level of discipline when it comes to sexual intercourse? Teach them to not have that predatory nature towards young girls or young women the same way you're supervising your younger daughter to stay away from that type of behavior. And I thought that was a great point. As for me, because I have a daughter, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't be that. I wouldn't impede on her ability to gain wisdom and experience through her decisions. My job as a father is to give her the best knowledge as possible in regards to certain actions, what she chooses to do with it. That's on her. You understand what I'm saying?
I think that sounds good for the podcast, but you're going to cry, my nigga.
Nah, I mean, obviously, I'm going to be affected
gonna
by it.
You're going to cry when you get in the car.
I would be affected by it. You understand what I'm saying? But that's the way my pops taught me.
Yeah, because no one thing, but you a man, though. No dude want to raise no hoe.
No, but at like, the end of the day, she's an individual. Like, I'm Yeah. I'm an individual. We're all children of somebody. You know what I'm saying? But I still will allow her to be an individual and to learn from her experiences. So, yes, am I going to be a little bit disappointed? Absolutely.
So you ain't whooping her ass under no circumstances.
Well, I don't beat my daughter.
She's a baby, but I'm just talking about...
No, in general, my form of discipline, once again, is also about the household I was raised in. Like,
oh, okay.
I barely ever got beaten. It had to be something really severe. You know what I'm saying? But we grew up on communication.
I got,
you know,
my ass whooped.
Like, I've gotten them here and there. You know what I'm saying? But it's about communication and how you convey those points to that children to not create a rebellious environment. You know what I'm saying? Or just one where you can have a relationship with your parent. You know what
I'm
saying? But long story short, I wouldn't do that. That's not my thing. If her mom wanted to do that, you know what I'm saying? And shout out to her mom because she's a great mom. But I wouldn't do it. You know what I'm saying? That's not my thing. I'll stay out of that.
I'm going to keep it basic, man. Like, I agree with both points. I think T.I. is being a bit extreme, but who am I to judge? Like, I don't have any children. And I would love for us to speak to more women about this because, you know, I was seeing some things online where some women were saying, you know, this narrative I kind of saw pumping when they was kind of saying something about, you know, even though sometimes a dad is in their life, that don't mean, you know, it's better. And it's like, I understand what T.I. did was...
These bros don't know what they want, man.
I understand what T.I. did was a bit extreme, but, you know, it's, you know, I get it. So I definitely agree with Ether, and I agree with you. Like, you know, we definitely should, you know, just give, you know, our children or future children the best wisdom that we can, and whatever comes out of it, comes out of it. But being all that extra, I don't think it really makes a difference anyway, because they're going to figure it out and do what they want to do eventually.
Yeah, so when you give your son a bunch of condoms, just know that it's somebody's daughter ass he going to bust.
That's a fact.
So be mindful of that. So, yo, with that, I'm Doggy Diamonds. This is Doggy Diamonds No Filter. Make sure you download the audio to the podcast where you see a clip like this, and then the full audio is always available. You can get that on radio.com. Or you can go to iTunes or any streaming platform where you see Doggy Diamonds No Filter. You can also subscribe and make sure you click the bell so you get notifications. I know many of you have been saying you ain't been getting the notifications, or you had to subscribe 3 different times, but you've been subscribed. YouTube has been playing a lot of games with my YouTube page, whatever. Shout out to YouTube and whoever's in charge over there. Just cut it out. And that's really what it is. You know, we on all social media, Doggy Diamonds, No Filter, on Facebook. We're on, you know, come on, man. Y'all know the drill, man. Everything is in the description box, too, man. Also, if you like the No Filter hoodies and everything is below. So cop you a hoodie, T-shirt, whatever. That's what it is, man. We out here. Until next time. All right. I got to get the fuck out of here. Thank you for listening to Doggy Diamonds No Filter podcast. If you like this podcast, make sure you share this. Spread the word. Talk about it. Argue with me. I don't give a fuck what you do. Leave a comment. This is Doggy Diamonds. I'm out of here. See you on the next podcast. Peace. Doggy Diamonds did this.